We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was surprised there was so much consternation yesterday on the Jeff Katz show. You know, Greg Henson, who fills in occasionally for Greg, was on here and spent much of the show talking about this five-year sentence for the 20-year-old man who set Tommy the Pit Bull on fire. And remember, the whole country was paying attention to this, and then Tommy the Pit Bull died. I think 5 years is probably very appropriate. If you're going to be that awful and cruel to any living being, right? Matthew Gray is the Virginia State Director for the Humane Society of the United States and joins us now to share some thoughts on this. I guess, Matthew, you all follow these types of cases pretty closely. Is this in keeping with what one would expect for sentencing of a crime like this?
This is pretty unusual, John. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
This is a pretty serious sentence, which matches what, as you described, a really serious crime. Mm-hmm. We don't often see people who are being charged with jail terms because of crimes against animals. But this was a very high-profile case, as you said. It really garnered the attention of the whole country. And it was a particularly egregious crime. And so
I hate to drag. Do you see cases like this very often, or is it not to say more benign, but things that aren't as it's pretty horrific to tie a dog to a post and then douse it with lighter fluid and set it on fire and let it just burn out. I mean, I can't imagine something that would be I guess I can't imagine some things that would be worse, but that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. I mean, this was a particularly egregious crime. We do see pretty horrible crimes against animals take place all over Virginia, but this one was pretty bad. I do want to speak about the change in law, John, that resulted from this crime, because that is really the legacy of this dog that died. We had been pursuing for 3 years a change in Virginia law that would allow individuals like this to be charged with a felony for committing terrible acts of cruelty against dogs and cats. And we had been trying hard for 3 years, but it was really this case with Tommy that led to our success at the General Assembly. And a new law which says that if you commit acts like this, you can be charged with a felony, which then, of course, may result in some jail time. The previous Virginia law, which is really unbelievable, said that the animal had to be killed in order for you to be charged with a felony. Now, you'll note that Tommy did unfortunately die, but many times because of the commitment to life saving on the part of animal shelters and veterinary professionals, animals don't die as a result of these acts of cruelty. And under previous Virginia law, that would have resulted in only a misdemeanor charge.
All right. So let me play devil's advocate here with you a little bit. I mean, I've had dogs my whole life. They've been a part of the family. Sometimes I think they loved me more than the people around me did, to be honest with you. But I have also known some people who would take spiders out and put them outside. And if I smashed a spider, they would be very upset with me because they felt like I was killing a living thing. And how do you all approach that? I'm not trying to be silly here at all. I'm trying to talk about some of the more extremes on both sides. How do you all examine these types of issues where there are people who are very adamant that you shouldn't harm or kill anything that's alive? I guess this law carves out this protection for cats and dogs that are we give a special status to in our society.
That's right. You're right about that. the law, Virginia law, is very good as it regards to animals, but a lot of crimes against animals are misdemeanor offenses. There are very rare cases, and this is one of them, where you may be charged with a felony. And again, this resulted in the death of a dog under pretty horrible circumstances. So,
are there other animals that you all put in this special category? I mean, I can imagine horses and burros and are there other farm animals that you would put in this type of category? I'm just curious.
Well, I have to tell you, John, that the inclusion of only dogs and cats was a determination made by the General Assembly and not what we as an organization would have preferred. But oftentimes, you know, these sort of legislative changes are based on incremental progress. And so it's a good step in the right direction on behalf of animals that most people put greater importance on. As an organization, we'd love to see other animals, including farm animals, receive additional protections under the law.
This young man, 20 years old, so he's old enough to know better and to keep his emotions in check, even if something bad happened. He says that the dog attacked his family. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it is a pit bull, and there are a lot of people who are very scared of pit bulls. And, you know, honestly, you look at a lot of stories, it does seem like pit bulls can be aggressive, especially if they're mistreated. Do you have any thoughts about that? I assume you would agree that pit bulls aren't inherently bad.
I agree with that statement. Yeah, I don't think there's really any real evidence to suggest that there's a problem with any particular breed of dog over others. In fact, a lot of research would tell you that other breeds are more inherently aggressive. And of course, pit bull is a term that we've kind of made up, right? They tend to be mixes of a lot of different kinds of dogs. So we don't have particular concerns about any type of dog. I think it's more about the circumstance. And of course, everybody should be taking great care of their animals, including training of them.
Yeah, I think it seems like a very reasonable term. And if we want to live in a civilized society, one of the ways you demonstrate that is by taking care of the lessers that are put in your charge that you have a responsibility for. And to be so cruel seems like something we just cannot tolerate if we're going to claim to be a civilized society. Matthew Gray, Virginia State Director of the Humane Society of the United States. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Nice talking to you.
Always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.